Hi, I'm calling from Metro Research. We are conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Your household was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. So let me ask you, are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts?
Yes.
Do you have any children attending kindergarten through the 12th grade?
Yes.
How many children?
Two.
And thank you for your patience. With the following, I would like to ask you, what is your age?
55.
And how do you describe your gender?
Traditional male.
And how would you describe your race?
Caucasian.
What grades are your children currently in?
11th.
Both?
Yeah, they're twins.
And which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year?
Public high school.
Run by a school district?
Regional school district.
And you mentioned that you had a child in 11th grade.
Two.
The following several questions will be about this child's school. First, which of the following best describes the school where your 11th grade child is enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district or a public charter school?
Public school run by a school district.
And when it comes to your 11th grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
To the best of your knowledge, is your 11th grade child reading at the level expected for students in their group age?
Beyond.
And has your 11th grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home?
Yes.
What kind of activities or support did your 11th grade child pediatrician recommend?
We got reading him on a 703 policy.
Okay. So I'll be reading with your child, repeating your child's sounds and encouraging them to repeat yours, or introducing vocabulary, or talk with your child, oral story time.
Well, they're 17 years old, so we really don't have story time anymore.
Okay, what about recruiting nurse rhythms or singing songs? Nothing like that?
They're 17-year-old boys. I mean, they hear me sing in the car, but they don't sing like me. We don't play like... Neither of them has a speech impediment or a reading impediment.
Okay. Neither of them has a reading impairment?
Correct.
Okay. I'll mark that down for you. And thank you so much for your patience.
You're welcome.
With the following, I would like to ask you, what information do you use to understand your 11th grade child's progress in reading and writing? Conversations with my child, information from my child's teacher, grades, reports card, literacy, screeners such as iReading, Oral Birth, etc., English language, arts, MCAST, parent-teacher conference?
All of the above and more.
Okay.
We originally had concerns regarding ADHD, and the school produced an extremely comprehensive analysis of my students' abilities.
And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my 11th grade child's reading progress this year from their school.
Yes.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Does your 11th grade child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? One-on-one instruction for a specialist, access to an outside specialist, a specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are, small group introduction, or resources to use at home to help participate in reading?
The school provides all of those.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your 11th grade child's reading progress? Yes or no, sir?
No.
And thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? Here's the first one. Phonics, very familiar, somewhat. Not too familiar or not familiar at all?
Very familiar.
Whole language?
Familiar.
Sound it out?
Very familiar.
Tree, chewing, or chewing?
Not familiar at all.
Guessing from context?
Familiar.
Textbooks by Fountain and Pinel?
Fountain I'm familiar with, but the other I'm not.
Sight words list or flashcards?
Very familiar.
Reading recovery?
Not familiar.
For what you know, what do you think research has shown in the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Chewing, guessing, words from context and sentences structure, phonics, sounding out words, or
phonics.
A combination, excuse me?
I would say phonics.
Okay. Research has found that chewing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, chewing is still a straight use in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, would you say that it's very concerning, somewhat concerned, not too concerned or not at all concerned about the use of chewing in some schools?
Not too concerned. I don't think it's widely used.
And how much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests?
I thought I'd heard they'd scored higher than the national level on reading tests.
Okay. So from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Just a little or not at all?
Could you re-ask the question?
Sure. How much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading test? I have a great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
As you may know, more than half of students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or...
Are you still there?
Not at all. Excuse me?
You cut out there for a little bit, but I would say somewhat concerned.
To the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum that is curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not?
I think it's a bit effective.
So from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down? Yes, they are, or no, they are not?
Yeah, they are.
Do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means a curriculum material that are proven to work in teaching students how to read or not? Definitely yes, probably yes, probably no, or definitely no?
Probably no. I think the teachers know best how to teach their students.
And what do you think should be... Okay. And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. What do you think should be the most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected level? State education officials, parents, schools, school administrators, teachers, school districts?
Parents.
And does your 11th grade child have dyslexia?
No.
Does your 11th grade child have an individual educational plan, sometimes called an IEP?
Yes.
Does your 11th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
To the best of your knowledge, does your 11th grade child identify as LGBTQIA+ or not?
I don't know.
The last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Postgraduate.
Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when you hear the right category.
I'm not willing to answer that question.
Okay, no problem. And finally, what is your five-digit zip code?
01450.
Sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We would need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to the survey would never be used in any report or without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
No.
And would you like to participate in future researches about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part of the focus group will receive a $100 gift card.
No, thank you.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation.
You're
very
welcome. Good luck with future surveys.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.